The Burt Show.
People are really protecting this guy, man. They are really, and I understand why. We're not trying to embarrass this dude. I just would really love for him to come on and give us the play-by-play of everything that happened yesterday, because I think your worst nightmare is being in front of a celebrity for the first time and doing something so stupid that they actually remember you. And unfortunately, this guy's going to be branded. Like, he'll always be the dude in Atlanta that threw a ham at Paula Deen and hit her in the face.
Because there was a big...
we're trying to find this guy. So if you know who he is,
he
or if it's
so
you,
bad.
We're not going to come down on you, dude. But we would like to talk to you. 404-741-Q100.
We want to laugh with you. But it was, Smithfield. It was a huge story about how Paula Deen and Smithfield were donating a bunch of food to Hosea Feed the Hungry. And, of course, Hosea Feed the Hungry and the Homeless, they do a huge event on Thanksgiving Day. I believe Thanksgiving was the first day that they did this, and now it's extended to other holidays. But it's here in Atlanta, and it's a great organization. So Paula Deen came down to Atlanta, or up from Savannah to Atlanta. I don't know where she came from. And she was here to personally donate these hams and the food to Hosea Feed the
Hungry. $25,000 worth of stuff.
Yes. And so they are in the facility there in which they are unloading the truck of these Smithfield hams. And it's almost like this assembly line, like you've seen if there's flooding, how people with bags, you know, will hand the bag one to the other to, you know, keep the flooding from happening. Well, this is how they were doing with the hams. They were in this line, and Paula Deen was part of the people in this line, and they were passing it along. Well, Paula Deen decides, and the camera's there, so she's hamming it up. And she takes the ham and she tosses it, like throws it like a football to this guy. And then there's another guy that was like, right back at you, Paula. And then threw the ham, and she wasn't looking and knocked her right in the face.
So this is
and he threw it.
She wasn't even paying attention.
She wasn't even looking. Like, you like, threw it.
No.
Then she turned around to get the other ham.
And that's when he
threw
it. And
you hit her in the face with it, bro.
And it did not break her nose. That's what I was. The first thing I thought is, oh, my God, her nose is shattered.
Or I thought maybe split her lip or something, because she hunches over afterwards, and she starts to sort of walk away from the crowd, and she's being escorted by a couple of other people just to make sure she's okay. Here's some of the audio on it right here, and you can hear, like, everybody's all excited. Ham goes in the air, and you can hear everybody.
Do they just gasp? I can't believe
it. You can hear the attitude change in like a second. It's
No.
Hey! Oh!
Play it again. You can hear that ham on her face.
So everybody's all excited. She's throwing this ham down the line. And then this dude throws it back.
Oh. That is the ham hitting her because, you know, she was mic'd.
I didn't know it was being thrown.
And then she says at the end, I didn't know it was being thrown.
But, like, she's wearing the mic, so you see her laugh when she throws it.
Now, we're only laughing because she's fine.
Yes.
Right.
And that she hugged the guy
after
the fact.
But that was loud.
I'm more laughing because, truly, I mean, anytime you meet a big-time celebrity, you're so nervous anyway. And really just what you want to do is get through it. And this poor guy has this. Life.
It's like a big hit in football, but she got hit in the face with a ham.
I am shocked she didn't punch him. After. I mean, because could you
she
imagine?
Doesn't have that in her.
Oh,
it was because there's cameras there. There's cameras.
She's a Southern woman. Yes, she does have it in her. It would have taken everything I had
to
punch him back in the face.
She's going to give her that disease again where she won't leave the house. She's going to go back home and be scared of flying hams.
I forgot she had that. Aww. Here's Paula Deen, I think on CBS Atlanta, talking about what happened to her in that line.
And I saw him lift the ham, but I was turned around to get another ham, and I thought he was just saying, back at you. Well, he really meant back at you. He threw the ham back, and I was unexpecting. The pig, and it just hit me full on.
Oh, man.
About knocked me full loop.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Listen to the reporter. Oh, man.
She's never cooking another ham again. That was it.
Hey, if we're radio people, good radio people, shouldn't we be having like a Paula Deen ham toss or something today out in the parking lot?
Oh, I didn't know it was being thrown.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Our little thing just kind of walks away.
And his heart
just
sank.
She's all hunched over. Nobody is calling with a lead on who that guy is. Everybody's trying to protect him.
Yes.
I understand it.
Yeah,
he's
because
he has to live with this.
Yeah, no reports have his name. Nobody released his name.
No TV stations have his name. Nothing in the AJC about his name. Nothing.
Poor I love thing. The headlines, though. Like, I first saw it on Twitter, and I didn't realize it had happened in Atlanta until I got to my computer, but, like, Paula Deen hit by ham. Video. Exclusive video. Paula Deen hit in the face by ham. Thrown ham hits Paula Deen in the face. We have video. All the, like, CBS Atlanta, 11 Alive, WSB, everybody's like, Paula Deen, ham, hit in the face. We have video. It's almost a joke.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to say that I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a sophomore, but I've been listening since, like, seventh grade.
Thank you.
I'm one of your younger fans. But I was wondering, because I was sick last week, if you could give me an update on Wendy and the whole Taylor Lautner thing, because I'm a big fan of him.
Okay,
you're engaged.
Where did you drop off? You knew that she was going up to Knoxville to try to meet with him, right?
Yeah, I heard that she was going to go, and then I didn't hear after that. So I didn't know if she got questions or...
Yep, drove up there, was all set, was on the red carpet, really, really close to the stars, and they got out of the car so excited. But, yeah, he went right by and didn't do very much press, but was at the station right next to me. I yelled as much as I could, but couldn't get a question from him. But I was literally probably 10 feet from Taylor Lautner, and he was right there looking hot.
I am so in love with Taylor Lautner. Oh, my goodness.
What'd you think about New Moon?
I thought it was amazing. It's the best movie I've ever seen, and I had to warn all the people around me that I'm a screamer whenever I see him.
And you saw a lot of him.
Taylor Lautner and I have the same birthday, so I just think it's a sign from God that we're meant to be together.
Of course it is.
A sign from God.
Yeah, and this is your destiny.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Mm-hmm. That's right there, and he's 17.
Perfect. Yeah, and I love acting, so I'm planning to do a movie with him, and it's all just going to go uphill from there.
Well, that's using that secret right there.
That's right.
This just may happen. I'd pull for you.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, don't forget us when you become a famous actress, though, okay?
Okay, thanks. I'll keep you guys in mind.
And I'm sorry that there's an old woman like Wendy trying to get in on your action.
So old.
Well, you see, it's your destiny to be with him, so when Wendy went up there to try to get your man, it was never going to happen because he's your destiny.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I just wanted to make sure that he was doing okay, so I had to check in with Wendy.
He was doing fantastic. That's all I've got to say in that hot gray suit of his. Yeah, he looked awesome. Better in person. So you go get your man.
She's like, okay, I've heard enough, Wendy. Thank you. It's great.
I would love for that story to turn out. I would love for her to, you know.
She called us back in 4 years going, say, hey, my God, I'm
I was
in a movie
one.
With them.
Yeah.
You always do that as a teenager.
While we're on the subject of Taylor Lautner and Twilight. You know, so I posted that video last week, right?
Oh, you better.
Online.
Of what?
Yes.
This was the Cougars tribute to Taylor Lautner. Yeah. So a bunch of 40-year-old women. Put together this video, and it basically says, look, we're 40-year-old women, but we don't care. He's so hot. And then as this video is rolling, and it's all these different clips of Taylor without his shirt on and in different ads when he's looking all sexy and stuff like that, and different shots of him in the movie without any shirt on at all. And then there's text over the pictures that says like or can't wait to Christmas to open this.
Are you legal yet, or is it legal yet, or something like
that? He's 17 years old.
Appreciating the hard work that you put in.
And Jeff and I have maintained this, that women are just as pervy as men are. We just want you all to admit it. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all we're looking
like
for.
I just like you guys to identify your, you know, deep-seated jealousy in this issue.
It doesn't have to do with
that's
jealousy.
That's irrelevant. Right. Like the jealousy is irrelevant. All
no,
we want.
No, because I think that's really where it's coming from.
It doesn't
from.
Matter. Where it's coming from doesn't matter. It's just the fact that women are pervy about Taylor Lautner.
Well, guys are creepy about
that's
it.
That's fine.
I think women are nicer about
and
it.
That I can admit to that.
No.
Because guys would actually do it. Women just talk about it.
No. I don't know that.
Women it's would do true. It.
Let me read from my Facebook page some of the comments from these cougars that left Facebook page messages.
Go Cougs!
Over the weekend, all right? Judy Dickinson Murdoch says, what? He is awesome, gorgeous, and sexy. Now, according to her Facebook page, she's 50 and she has two kids.
Good
who
for
are
her.
Who are probably in their 20s.
50. She graduated from North Clayton High School in 1977.
Again, appreciating.
It is possible that one of her children could have babysat Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Like if you, depending on how young she had her kids, that's true. Mathematically possible.
Catherine Arendelle writes, don't care, don't care, don't care. It's only illegal if someone tells.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If this was, again, a 40-year-old man writing again about Miley Cyrus, there would be some kind of like GBI agent knocking on his door
today. It would be more threatening because the guy would actually do it.
But a woman would do it too.
I don't think so.
Look at all the women in the news the last couple of months, like these teachers.
They're kidding.
That have been hooking up with their
students. They're kidding. They're going to jail for it.
I mean, Facebook fans at first talking about.
But you're saying women aren't capable of it. I'm saying watch the news.
Wendy?
Well, those teachers were in love.
I'm
just
kidding.
I'm totally
kidding.
Wendy, answer this question.
That was a joke. Oh, that was a total joke. Don't email me.
Wendy.
Yes.
In all honesty, you're at the red carpet. Taylor Lautner spots you and says, look, I can't talk to you now because I'm only allowed to do two interviews. But meet me right here afterwards. Do you meet him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and then he says, listen, I don't want to talk to you in front of everybody, so you and I are going to hop in the car, we'll go back to the hotel and have a conversation.
Wendy's not 40.
Do you go?
Yes.
Do you go?
Yes.
And then you go back to the hotel, and he says, look, why don't you
it's
and I just
creepy
go?
Creepy for Wendy.
Why?
He's 17!
He's 17 years old.
It's a
we're talking about
he's a junior
you know,
in high school.
By comparison, the people that you're talking about, Bert and Wendy, don't compare the two. Don't clump
it's
them together.
It's still illegal.
Don't be so mad.
Not in Georgia.
Yeah, listen,
you hear all the excuses.
Erroneous argument, Jeff Dollar. Erroneous.
Women are incapable of calling themselves pervy.
Y'all just worked. Well, you were in. You guys won't call yourselves pervy.
Yes, we will. We say it. We acknowledge.
Jeff, I want you to say my name is Jeff. I'm a man and I'm pervy.
Hey, you got to give me the girl. Give me a girl who's under.
Well,
who's,
who do you
look,
like?
Here, because Lisa writes a really. She makes a good point. She says that truth is 40-year-old guys were like this over Britney back in 2000 when she was like 17 years old.
That's true.
That is true.
True.
And right. Not even 40-year-old guys. I was 2000, so I was 9 years younger, so I was in my mid-20s. And when Britney Spears did the, you know, schoolgirl video.
Hit me baby one more time.
She was hot in
well,
that.
Well, then same scenario.
And then, right, and it's
what,
creepy.
But what if she asked you to go back? Like, hey, let's get in the car.
No,
meet later.
You would say no, whereas you would
you
say
would not,
yes.
Jeff would not say no. Jeff
think,
would not say no.
I think
no.
I would.
See?
I think I no.
Thing.
I think I would say no.
No.
See, the difference is it would be up to Taylor. It would be up to Taylor if something happened between him and Wendy because the man would have to take control. But see, you're pervy.
He's not a man. He's a boy. He's shark boy.
He's a man. He's grown up from that movie.
He's got more hair on his chest. He's a werewolf.
He's got facial hair. Look at the pictures.
Leanne Hamilton Lipinski writes, I don't care. Jacob is hot. She's 37 years old. Loretta Ledford writes, okay, so it should be illegal for a 17-year-old to look that hot. The boy is hot.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, my kids like to watch Shark Boy and Lava Girl. That helps remind me he's just a boy.
Oh, Lava Girl.
Right there on my Facebook
See,
page.
She's not
going to
do anything because it's always a little boy. So, girls, women don't do anything.
Just admit that you all are just as creepy as men, and we can move on.
I tell you
on.
What we need to do, but I know you're about to take a call, but I have an idea. on what you need to do. I think you need to create a video just like the video of Taylor Lautner.
You're right.
Don't say it's you. Okay. Just post it anonymously up there about some girl the same age of guys and see the feedback on it and then call out the contradiction.
I think it's a great idea. I'll have Rhett work on it today.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Miley Cyrus, those sort of like seductive pictures she was doing a couple of years ago.
But you got to find older guys.
Miley Cyrus isn't hot.
That's Disney.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The fact is that it's a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, it does matter. You got to find a girl who actually is hot to get the right results.
Dakota Fanning.
I don't know who
she's not hot either. I'll find one for you.
Okay.
But
this is how catty the girls are being.
No.
She's not hot.
But we're trying to help the video. I mean, so I think throw it out there and see what the reaction is.
Wait till you see the message boards. I mean, from around the country. It will be with women so upset by pervy 40-year-old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
I was just going to say thank you, Bert, for calling him Shark Boy, because that's all I see him as. I'm in my mid-20s. I have two small kids, and it grosses me out, all these women lusting after him, because that's all I see him as, is Shark Boy. He's so nerdy,
Wendy,
and he's 17.
Wendy turned the negative into a positive. She had the picture of Shark Boy on her computer for the last week.
I didn't put that up
creepy.
There.
You know what?
She didn't put that up there. She didn't
Bert,
put that up
to
there.
To keep it in perspective, we refer to him only as Shark Boy from this point on.
The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's go back to a week ago now. This is Amanda calling up for the very first time.
Well, I'm 33 now, and I've never had a relationship last more than a year. Mm-hmm. You know, usually 6 months it starts to go downhill. And it's just like you start thinking at a certain age, I want to get married one day, and it's like, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, once or twice I've dumped someone or they dumped me, you know what I mean? It was never like a crazy breakup, really.
What is your type of guy?
You know, I mean, I try, you know, to find someone, you know, that has a job and, you know, I think has good morals. You never know, though. You know what I mean?
All right, so our idea was this. And we've done relationship report card before, is nobody has better perspective on what happened in that relationship than one of the ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, because they are going to be able to come on and be honest and say, this is why it didn't work out. And we did that every single day without her being on the phone so that we could get some honesty. And then after a while, you figure out if there's a pattern that's formed or, you know, get some sort of insight in, you know, the way you are in a relationship that you wouldn't get otherwise.
So one of two things is going to happen here. Is she's been listening and she's been analyzing what they said and she's really, really gotten an education, or she's going to be so defensive that she just shut down.
Well, what happened last week is Thursday we were supposed to talk to a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She called up and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And she was defensive on Thursday. Then we talked to her and said, just one more boyfriend. And then Friday, Alex came on and then we realized, wait a second, Alex did not know that he was an ex-boyfriend until we contacted him to be on this panel.
Details.
And so I feel like, well, she was defensive on Thursday. Now she knows that we're going to ask her, why didn't Alex know that you were not broken up, even though you're on a break, but whatever. And so I have a feeling that she's going to be a little more, I don't know, harsh with us today.
All right. We have much ground to cover here. There were four boyfriends that we had on: John, Nathan, Eric, and Alex. Hey, Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Okay. How are you guys?
Good. You want to take the last one and work our way backwards, or would you like to start with John and work our way up to the ex-boyfriend who didn't know he was an ex-boyfriend?
I guess we'll start with that, John.
Okay.
We'll move our way
from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes.
All right. This was John initially.
I think first and foremost, you know, it was a long time ago. We were kind of young. I'd say about half a year into being together, to me, as a 21-year-old, she just got really homebody-ish. It felt like we were in our 30s all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And her excuse for all this was like, well, you know, we should stay in because we have tests next week. And I don't know, I was more into, you know, partying.
All right, so the gist there is you guys are young, he still wants to party, and you want to get serious about your career and graduating.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. Like, he was totally, you know, into drinking and partying, and I just wasn't. I wanted to get my, you know, I mean, I was going to law school. I was, you know, trying to work on my grades. I needed, like, that was the issue.
All right, let me play this, because this was Alex on Friday. He didn't realize he was an ex-boyfriend until producer Tracy called him.
Had no clue until I got a call from your producer. We were taking a break to sort of focus on some personal stuff.
Whose idea was the break?
It was hers.
Her idea.
Yeah. But
it didn't seem unusual to me or anything like that. I mean, we spent a lot of time with each other. We're very career-minded. I didn't think there was anything wrong whatsoever.
Okay, so Alex comes on and says he had no idea.
Right, which is ridiculous, because when you tell someone that you want to take a break, I mean, basically you're breaking up with them.
I feel like you were clear.
I haven't texted him in weeks. I mean, what? I don't understand.
Well,
that was baffling.
I think we tried to define this on Friday. Like, taking a break and breaking up are really two different things.
Yeah, just
like,
say you're breaking up.
I think that taking the break is really limbo for breaking up, but it's not really official just yet. It's like, okay, I'm going to go do my thing. You do your thing. We'll meet back here in 4 weeks, and we'll see if it works out. There's no, like, nice little breakup bow
that's
tied.
The nice way of saying we're breaking up.
Say that we're breaking up is, hey, we're breaking up. Like, taking a break, there are two very, very, very different things.
Yeah.
Here's Raven here. She's got some input. Hey, Raven.
Okay. Hey, I just agree with you guys because I do the same thing. I break up with a boyfriend to see if he's going to fight for me to come back. You know, I think the most important thing that they have or going on, and I kind of self-sabotage their relationship to see if they'll fight for me. And she does that exact same thing.
That's so Raven.
Do they fight for you?
Yeah, just to see if they care about me or love me enough to fight for me to want me back. Let me see how much they care about me and see if they'll fight for me. And
I understand.
She does the exact same thing.
I understand what you're saying and why you do it, but do they fight for you? Does it work?
No. It doesn't. And she's realizing it doesn't work for her either, so we got to do something about it.
Theory not working. Christine called us earlier in the morning, and she said the same thing, that she's broken up with guys and tested them, and they haven't come back. But then she goes back to them, and at that point, you've lost complete control in the relationship.
You know what we're really learning here is that guys are lazy.
What was the reason why you went on the break / the breakup with Alex then without him knowing?
Because I mean, we were just working a lot. We never saw each other. When I wasn't working, we were together all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we work, and he works a lot as well, but there was stuff I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, work out more. I wanted to, you know, be with my girlfriends. I wasn't seeing them at all.
Right, well,
it sounds like you don't even want a relationship right now in your life at all.
Do you have time for it? Work.
Well, I'm confused because it seems like what you wanted with the first guy is for them to be more homebody. Well, here's a guy that was going to be happy to be a homebody with you, and then you didn't want him.
Well, I mean, it's not that I didn't want him. I was just very, you know, it was very busy.
Were things going great with Alex before you guys went on the break?
Yeah, they were going really good.
Well, if things were going well with Alex and you broke up with him because you didn't have time and that was just last week, then if what you're saying is if anybody comes into your life right now, you don't have time for it because you did. Things were fine with Alex.
Right. I mean, maybe I need to slow down with my, you know, I work a lot.
Was
maybe
he a I poor performer down. In any area?
No, he wasn't at all. I mean, everything was, you know, good.
I'm even more confused. Me too.
Well, the one thing that we do have with the tie-in between Eric and Alex is communication problems. Eric didn't know why you broke up, and Alex didn't know he was broken up with. So
It seems to me, and I said this at the beginning of last week, and I still think the same thing that a lot of callers are saying is the self-sabotage part. Because things go well, and you end it. And I'm not sure if you're trying to find the absolute most 100% perfect man and are unrealistic about what a relationship really is.
Maybe, you know, I haven't met the right person yet. And maybe when, you know, I do, maybe then I'll, you know, settle down and nothing will be wrong and I won't, you know, mind all the little things.
Yeah, and that was my initial point when we first started this whole thing, that I do think women put their finger on the panic button at some point and say, what am I doing wrong in these relationships? When the truth of the matter is, there is a good chance you're not doing anything wrong. You just haven't met a guy that fits who you are yet.
Right, and maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's what it is.
Hey, Brandon, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, Bert Show. How are y'all doing today?
Good. All right, thank you.
These poor women, that, you know, what perfect person are they waiting for that could have passed? They sabotage everything that they touch. Why?
Well, I think she just hasn't met the right guy, to be honest with you.
How do you know? Every time she gets close, she jerks the sex, she jerks the partying. What's next?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a fine line between...
I can tell what's not happening.
You know, there's a fine line between settling down for somebody that you know, just because of the time thing, and to find the person that's right for you, because I do think it's always worth the wait. I think you should wait it out and not rush into anything, but yeah, I just think that Amanda seems to... Things happen when things are going well. That's when the problems start.
Is it possible that you've sort of like been brainwashed by society to think that you should be in a relationship when the truth is you really don't want to be in one right now, or you don't have the time for one right now?
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe I don't have the time. Maybe I haven't met the right guy and I don't have the time. Maybe that is the problem.
Why are you upset?
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's difficult to listen to, you know, all of it. And I mean, it was like a very like draining week last week.
That must be very hard to listen.
And it's only Monday. Thank God it's a short week.
Right. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, I've been listening to this all week. Actually, I love you guys' show, by the way. My girlfriend got me turned on to you guys from the regular guys.
Thanks, man.
So, but I've been listening to all these problems, and, you know, it sounds like you're a great girl. You're nice. But I think you're way overanalyzing these relationships. And the other two previous women they just called in talking about they want to test these men, I think they're acting like loony bins, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you like somebody, and especially this last guy who, well, apparently said he didn't know that you were broken up, which he should have figured it out. But if you guys were on the verge of getting married and you're looking at rings, don't you think he kind of loves you? I mean, don't you think that's proven enough that he's saying, okay, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you because we're about to get married?
But she needed really, really proof. She needed really double proof.
You had at least in two of these situations, in half of the situations, both guys said that they would have continued the situation. Like Eric said, had you not pulled the sex part, you guys would still be going out. Alex says that had you not gone on the break, he'd still be in the relationship with you. So the only thing I can conclude is that you think you're ready for a relationship, but you really aren't.
Right, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to, you know, look at myself more. Maybe you guys are right.
I just don't think the time is right for you to settle down with somebody yet. You want that to be you, but that's really not the case. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I think it totally does.
I think it's a good analysis of the whole week and her whole situation.
I can't tell, though, because I think Amanda just wants it to be over with. I think she's accepting anything we say.
I'm a little done with it.
And I can't tell if that's the right read or not, because I could say that you need to, you know, I don't know, move to Canada, and she'd be like, you know what, you're right, Melissa.
Just get me off the phone.
Just get me away from you guys.
The pain is over. It's over.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. I hope you got a little bit something out of it.
Yeah, I know I did. A little bit.
You can't wait to get off the phone.
Like, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
She says, bye-bye. I got something out of it. I ain't listening to you guys no more.
Oh, she hates us.
Another satisfied Bert Show
That's
customer,
right.
People.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight? but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects. That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Reshma.
Hi.
Georgia State students, and we're not entirely sure it's a 100% safe campus.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we both just transferred to Georgia State, and my sister's a sophomore, and her very first day at Georgia State, she was walking, like, Georgia State's got, like, a midsection amongst all their buildings, and she was walking there past the library, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she, like, sees a bunch of pigeons, and she, I mean, pretty much likes pigeons, and thinks they're funny animals, so we'll kind of stare at them, and she's like that girl that kind of runs into the pigeon pile. Yeah. So she was just walking by them and saw them and was kind of like, you know, like excited to be at school and all that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this pigeon comes and flies straight past her and hits her in the shoulder. Straight
like
out of nowhere.
Like a beeline right for.
Straight into her shoulder.
So it wasn't like on the path somewhere else and just accidentally was flying too slowly and she got in the way.
No.
It was beeline.
It was
now,
deliberate.
Just out of curiosity, like, to be fair, there is a chance that there's on the pigeon radio station, there's a call right now or somebody on the air saying, a pigeon saying, yeah, she just, my sister pigeon just loves humans, like walks right into them when she, or flies right into them when they see them. So basically, the pigeon committed the same crime that your sister,
maybe
your human sister, committed.
I could see that. But the thing is, so that day when she called me, I was laughing at her. Then about 2 weeks later, she's talking to me, and her and I are walking together this time. And we're walking over to see my dad and grab lunch with him. And we walk through the middle of downtown through Woodruff Park. And there's always pigeons around Woodruff Park. So we're walking down, and there's a big old clump of pigeons, and we have to, like, walk through them. So we walk through them, and they all fly up out of nowhere. No one else freaks out. She kind of, like, you know, stumbles a little bit. And all of a sudden, another one flies straight into her and gets stuck in her hair.
It got stuck in her hair?
Yeah, like, she's, like, got a big old afro, so, like, it got, like, it, like, claws, like, kind of, like, you know, trampled in her hair and
oh,
then flew away.
Wow.
Poor thing. And I didn't believe her the first time. I thought she was lying, so this time I was like, what is wrong with you?
Okay, now you're completely off of Georgia State campus at that point?
I mean, it's still a part of the campus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in between, like, Georgia State's kind of spread out, so. Right. And then last week, when it started getting cold, she was sitting outside the library, just kind of hanging out, and at this point, her exact words to me were, I was staring at the pigeon, just thinking about it. I don't know what she was thinking about, but she was having, like, a staring contest with the pigeon. And
oh, you'll lose that every time.
So the pigeon apparently...
Once they do that little herky-jerky head thing?
Yeah, so I guess the pigeon lost and flew straight into her, scratched her shoulder, and she had to go and get a tetanus shot.
So she had a showdown with a pigeon.
So she had three showdowns with pigeons.
They have a hit on her.
Yeah,
that is a pigeon that has a hit on her.
Exactly. So, I mean, three times in a row. And she claimed that time it was because she took her sweater off and it was like some like higher sign for her to like put her sweater on so she doesn't get sick. But I was like, you got a tetanus. Like, that's not the same thing.
Our thought it might be like some kind of Georgia State epidemic where if it's happening to your sister,
maybe
then it's got to be happening to other students around campus. Or she's wearing something that is attracting pigeons.
Maybe.
To
she
beeline right into her.
Maybe she's the pigeon whisperer.
Does she have some pigeon-themed shampoo or soap that she's using?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, her hair kind of looks like a nest.
Pigeon-themed shampoo, which
like maybe
is,
corn-flavored, popcorn, you know, scented perfume, perhaps?
You're really hit and miss today, aren't you?
Just thinking out loud.
That would attract pigeons and Jeff. Jeff would be like, oh, you smell great.
My hunch was that other people from Georgia State would call and say, yeah, there's a patch of like pigeons somewhere on campus that has been known for years to attack others, but I'm not getting any calls, so it may just be your sister.
It's my sister. What was that Alfred Hitchcock movie?
The
birds.
Creepy.
It might just be her. I mean, she does have a big old curly head of hair, so her head kind of looks like a nest. So that could be what like attracts them to her head.
You really love your sister.
Yeah. Is this the sister that you convinced her she was adopted for several years?
It's that one. Cool. Yes. Same one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
They just really like hitting her. And they always leave a mark. Like, each one of them, she's got, like, three or four marks.
They're branding her.
Yeah.
They're trying to get her in their gang.
Yeah.
So she's tough enough.
Yeah. There's Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, I love your show.
Sorry. Thank you.
But I go to Georgia State student. And I'm actually a senior. And what she's saying about the pigeons, it's completely true. We also, my first day at Georgia State, I saw a pigeon practice cannibalism where a pigeon was carrying a chicken wing through our campus quad.
It was carrying what?
A chicken wing. Now, we've always wondered on the show if a turkey will eat turkey for Thanksgiving. But now we know a pigeon will eat a chicken wing. Really?
Well, they are, I mean, the pigeons are badass at Georgia State.
Well, maybe how do you know that was a chicken wing? What if it was a pigeon wing?
I know.
What if a pigeon killed his brethren and then barbecued?
They need to have, like, open season on pigeons at Georgia State because it sounds like it's like deer hunting, you know? Like,
you think they have a season on humans? Like, okay, yes. Here it is. It's May 19th.
It's fall semester. They're all here, everybody.
September 3rd, get them!
How much did you get today? I got 5. How many did you get? I got 10. We have a meeting afterwards.
Hey, Sophia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Love you, by the way.
Thank you.
I have been at Georgia State for 7 years, bachelor's and master's, and there was a time when I was walking up through Woodruff Park, and it was like a swarm of pigeons were actually attacking crowds of people, and we were... Actually, people were running, dodging, trying to get out of the hallway.
Run for your life!
I think it's Broad Street because there's so many restaurants and a lot of people will leave food out for them, and so they just go for anybody at any time. That's
welcome to Georgia State, where the pigeons are pissed.
Yeah, and they're not afraid of anyone, so they'll, like, eat. Like, even if you, like, start to chase them, they will move out of the way. Like, it's like pigeons right away. So
it is an epidemic down here at Georgia State. Ellis.
Hey, yeah, no, definitely true, because about 2 years ago when I was meeting my best friend up, and we were roommates at the time, and she was walking across the park to come meet me, and I am not lying, a pigeon flew directly in her face.
In her face?
Went right for her, beelined right for her.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Aren't they like the roaches? Like, they're, like, nastier than roaches,
I mean, the doctor, nurse, like, literally ordered my sister to have a tetanus. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Because they'll eat anything, right? So they're probably picking up all sorts of infections
they,
and stuff like that.
They, like, have all kinds of
disease. And we can catch stuff from birds.
The pigeons at Georgia State sound like the squirrels at Disney World. Remember that squirrel climbed into Scott's computer bag?
Oh, that's right.
And fussed around until it found a half-eaten chocolate chip cookie.
But the difference would be if that squirrel went up and punched Scott in the face.
You're on The Burt Show.